Unit 3, Cycle Touring. Matthew is a man who is currently taking a long bicycle trip through the continent of Africa, though his journey is adjustable. Adjustable. As he can change his route whenever he feels, he needs to get to Cape Town by December of 2013. While he rides through Africa, he is trying to sell merchandise. Merchandise that will benefit a very good charity that aims to stop the spread of malaria. He has a great deal of self-respect. Self-respect for himself, since he knows that he is taking on this incredible challenge for a good cause and to help make the world a better place. On his website, he sells coupons. Coupons. And donation vouchers that directly benefit desperately sick people on the African continent. His goal is austere. Austere. In that he expects to make no money at all for himself. He simply wants to raise funds from supporters who also wish to help out others in need. On his trip, he has cultivated a great deal of support for his cause. Many people he has met have expressed their deepest gratitude and admiration for what Matthew is doing for Africa today. As he enters into various cities and large towns, government agencies have set up places for him to speak out on why he has taken on this challenge and what they can do to help out. Many people comment that Matthew's physique has improved a great deal after cycling over 10,000 kilometers. At this, he laughs and points out that he has been riding on a bike, not being a pedestrian. Pedestrian the whole time. Though his trip has been smooth for the most part, there have been various occurrences that have hindered his efforts to reach his destination. Once he was scammed out of money when a shop owner sold him a faulty cell phone that would not even turn on. Another shop owner sold him a shirt that, though it was claimed to be comfortable, was made out of a coarse texture that put him in considerable pain. However, this was an easy fix as he simply discarded it once he found a trash bin. The worst thing that happened to Matthew came on a busy road in Ethiopia. A large group of natives began berating. He had no clue that he was doing anything wrong at all. Once he tried to explain, a large man came at him with a hacksaw, threatening to cut his bike in two. Luckily, he was able to get back on his bike and pedal away to safety.